Welcome to the Raise Your Bars podcast, where it's all about elevating your life one step at a time. With your hosts, Chris Baker and Al Rattan. Together, we're here to guide you through the transformative journey of self-improvement and success. Have you ever wondered what behaviors and actions you need to change to achieve the results and success you desire in life? Well, you're in the right place. Each episode, we dive deep into the strategies, mindset shifts, and practical steps you can take to raise your bars. From personal development to professional growth, Chris and Al share their expertise, experiences, and the occasional tough love, all designed to empower you to reach your full potential. So, whether you're looking to make a big change or simply fine-tune your path to success, grab a seat and let's raise those bars together. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Chris Baker and Al Rattan.
Well, everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Raise Your Bars podcast. I don't have Chris Baker here with me this week because he is on a golf trip. Lucky guy, golfing with some friends in beautiful, sunny Florida. But I do have a very special guest and a person who's become a dear friend over the years, Ezekiel Terrell, who is actually the president of our Maxwell Leadership Team Francophone. So the French team, and he is in France. And also some new exciting news that you're just sort of launching another program, and I'll let you tell our listeners about it. But Ezekiel, thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing today?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you and Chris and be able to chat a little bit and hopefully help your audience.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, you know, how long have you been involved with Maxwell Leadership? And then tell just maybe a quick little overview about the new program you're launching in Paris as well. It's pretty exciting. Sure.
Yeah. We are very excited and very busy as well.
Yes.
So we, I got certified with John in 2015. I started in 2015, got certified in 2016. And then we signed the agreement to launch the French speaking platform in 2018. And then we launched like 1 year later in May, right. 2019. So it's this May right now. It's
oh,
going
wow.
to be 9 days. Is the fifth anniversary of the platform.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I will send your regards to all the members that love
yes,
you so much.
Please.
And it's so the additional thing that we are bringing, because it's basically when we launched, as you know, John is I would say the number one expert in the world in topics like, you know, leadership and communication, right?
Absolutely.
And what we learned, you know, over the next few years after we launched, was that one of the things that we needed to help also the entrepreneurs in the French-speaking world was with, you know, sales and marketing. Not only sales, you know, we started having entrepreneurs coming to us that were not wanting to launch a coaching speaking business or training business, but entrepreneurs in other areas, right?
And for sure.
Yeah, like real estate, insurance, you know, different verticals, MLM, a lot of MLM also.
Yes, of course.
Entrepreneurs. And basically they were like, how can you help us on sales? And I was like, interesting. Because the Maxwell method of sales is very oriented to someone that wants to develop a coaching, training,
exactly.
or speaking.
Absolutely, right? Yes.
And that's how I, you know, you know my way. I just find what we need, you know, and we need to find a solution. So I got, you know, discover or got involved in the world of Grant Cardone.
Yeah. Wow.
I started, you know, getting more and more involved. I decided to get certified as a 10X business coach. That was late 2021, December 2021. Yep. Got certified in 2022, and then, you know, it was very natural. You know, one conversation led to the other. I was discussing with Jarrod Glenn, who is Grant CEO, and also Brandon Dawson, who is Grant's partner for Candon Ventures. And Brandon is a disciple of John. He loves John.
Yeah.
He runs even a high-end mastermind where John teaches.
Oh wow, and, that's awesome. Yeah.
He invited John to one of his, you know, conference back in 2017. I think that was the first time. And basically, you know, one thing led to the other. And I was like, you know, guys, I mean, I'm doing this, you know, with John in the French speaking countries. And I really think there is potential for, you know, this certification, the 10X Business Coach certification and Cardone University in French. Right? To really help all those entrepreneurs in the French speaking countries. And, you know, I was like, okay, let's go for it. So,
amazing.
So we've been translating for more than a year now and we are launching now. So that's
so exciting. Congratulations. I'm very excited for you. You know, and it's been, you know, I have to say, you know, when I say you've become a dear friend, I mean it, because we met first out in Romania at the IMC in Romania. Yeah. I guess that would be before COVID. So 2019 area.
Yeah, I think. 2019. I think
2019. And then you were gracious enough to invite me to the two IMCs you held in Paris over the last couple of years. And it was great to come alongside and help you with those events. I mean, I had so much fun serving at those and meeting your you know, your wonderful wife and your sister and, you know, all these amazing, French speaking family that sort of invited me and welcomed me in. So I just want to say again, thank you for that.
And who love you very much. Everyone loves you.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Melanie and I have been talking a little bit about, you know, how can we help? And, you know, because I want to be able to continue to serve you and your team in any way you can. I actually downloaded one of those apps to help me start to learn speaking French. So that's going to be one of my goals over the next year is to really invest my time in learning to speak French. So anyways, but let's get on with this. It's been great catching up. So, you know, I chatted a little bit beforehand about, you know, Chris's and I's and my program with Raise Your Bars. So, you know, and again, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time by chance, BARS stands for behaviors plus actions equals results and success. Now, obviously you're very entrepreneurial. Like myself, you've had some great success, obviously, in the entrepreneurial field, in developing these two programs for the French speaking people. But maybe if you look back in your life, what kind of behaviors and actions did you need to change or adjust to get to where you are today, to get this results that you've had and this level of success? What's one or two of the major behaviors that you've had to change in your life or actions you've needed to take?
Yeah, that's interesting because it's, you know, I mean, we speak about the entrepreneurial side, but the reality is that I started my career in the corporate side. Right, so I did 20 years in, you know, like multinational companies like Nortel Networks, that maybe you know, it was a Canadian company,
absolutely.
Right?
Yes,
Alcatel, Orange, and then I moved to the, you know, they came to poach me from Microsoft, and then I moved to the IT world, and I was like for 10 years at Microsoft, then Oracle. So all in all, it was 20 years, and I think that, you know, all over those years, I think that the thing that I really could bring them to the entrepreneurial world was I was really an intrapreneur, you know, having this entrepreneurial mindset inside, you know, the corporate space.
Right.
And I think that one of the things that I learned over time was to learn to appreciate that. Right. I'm a guy, you know, I come from Spain. I was, you know, born in France, but then raised in Spain. And France and Spain are both countries that are very, very much, probably all the Latin world, very focused on you know, on titles and diplomas, what you study, and then you get a diploma, you know, you get a degree, and you need to work on that. And then it's like, you're very focused on that. So, you know, I'm an engineer, I'm a telecommunications engineer, but the reality is that I only work as a telecommunications engineer for like 3 years. And then I had to learn to let go of that.
Yeah, like all that title.
Just be open to other opportunities.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, it was a Canadian gentleman, Marc Seguin, who was my N+2 at Nortel Networks. He was expat in France, and he was the one seeing, you know, in myself a potential that I hadn't seen, and the one giving me an opportunity. He took me from the pre-sales engineer team, and he said, "You are going to do market development," and I was like, "What?" He asked me for permission. He said, you know, you have 2 weeks to think about it. And 3 days later, he was announcing it to the team.
Wow.
So he was that impatient. Then since that time, you know, I had to constantly learn to, I would say, adapt and live up to the standards that others and the potential that others were seeing in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And being comfortable or you know, like developing, growing comfortable on that, in that, you know, in comfort. Because right. It was yes. constantly like environments where, you know, like with executives that usually in my role, I shouldn't be meeting. But then he would put me in, you know, meetings where he would have to be attending. And he was like, no, you are going to attend. And wow. I trust you to be there. And I was like, wow. So that helped me really grow a lot. But it also, you know,
forced you to grow
required on myself to change completely my mindset from, okay, you've been very focused on, you know, what you learn, your degree, all these things, that's what you have. Reality yeah. is that there is much more to that. And you need to learn, you know, when someone sees that potential in you, first you need to learn to trust your mentor, right? That yes, person that sees the potential. And then you need to live up to it. So really do everything that is in your hand, including, you know, reworking your, let's say, psychology to be able to live up to that, to put, you know, the actions that are needed and live, you know, that opportunity that is given to you.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, you said that, you know, it pulled you and stretched you and right. You know, Napoleon Hill talks a lot about people getting stuck and drifting through life, you know, and outwitting the mm-hmm. devil, drifting through life. You didn't have the opportunity to drift because you had these people pulling and stretching you outside of your comfort zone,
yeah.
which I guess has helped, you know, that's helped prepare you for then stepping away from the corporate world and building basically a business from scratch, right from the ground up with Maxwell Leadership and then now with Grant Cardone. So what's maybe one of the biggest lessons you learned in this journey transitioning from the corporate world into the entrepreneurial world?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question because I think that the part that I have come to realize is you know, when you see that everything that you did until then is preparing you, as you said, for that moment, right?
Yes.
And at the beginning, I thought it was just that, okay, I learned, you know, from the corporate world to be, you know, this guy that, you know, does projects all around the world. So I was very, you know, always working in like, you know, Europe, Middle East, and Africa, then a little bit of Asia, Latin America, you know, the US. It's funny because I never went to the US before joining Microsoft. And for the 10 years of Microsoft, I went for like 40 times to the US, wow. So like once a quarter.
Wow.
And it helped me a lot to, you know, I was always having these regional roles where I was, you know, in contact with the field, in the countries, and then in contact with the headquarters, right, in the US. And basically having this view of being able to understand what was required in the field, then what were the priorities of the corporation, and then put both together and be able to negotiate, like, you know, budgets and resources so we could execute in the field and give the field and the clients and the partners in the field what was needed in that market while still meeting the priorities and the metrics and everything that, you know, the headquarters guy needed, right, in their, let's say, their ivory tower, right? So
right, yes.
It was kind of this buffer role. Mm-hmm. And I realized that that's exactly what I could bring to this type of roles, right? I'm now the guy that can work with, you know, huge, you know, big tycoons and geniuses in the US that have made, you know, fortunes and that are experts in their field, and kind of bring that, you know, bridge that gap with the French speaking world in this case. And to be honest, I don't even see myself like just restricted to the French speaking world, because as you know, I'm Spanish in my heart. I speak Spanish, is my mother tongue. And to be, I just see myself as a citizen of the world. So
yes,
right now, you know, for this season, my mission is with the French speaking countries. I don't know what is going to be in the future, but right. I think that's what I, you know, one of the things was this work, you know, and be able to bridge that gap between someone in the US doing great and, you know, worldwide level, but then being able to reach, you know, people in the field and you know, clients and partners there. And the second thing is the structure. You know, one of the things that I had to, you know, that I struggle on probably like every entrepreneur is that when you start, it's like you do everything. You need to find a team to help you, right? But it's like you are in startup mode, right? So you need to produce. And, the, you know, the first $2 million is like you are producing, right? Yeah. And then at some point of time, and it's funny because I, when discussing with Brandon Dawson in Cardone Ventures, they have a program that's like 10x360, and they do like a 360 review of your business. And they spoke about this, like levels that you need to go in your business, right? Like breakthrough stages. And there is that stage when you're like, they say for them, it's like between 2 and 3 million, where you need to start putting in place processes to be able to grow.
Yeah. And or, that was, or you're going to put the lid on your potential there, right? Exactly. Like John talked about, if you
exactly.
don't.
Exactly. Yes. And that's, you know, that was the part that I need to learn or remember, that when I was, you know, at Microsoft and Oracle and Nortel, we had all these processes, but they were already there.
Yes.
And then I had like to remember that. And I was like, okay, so how can I apply that here? And then start documenting all those processes, building new processes, but documenting everything. And it's funny because today we have in some areas even more processes documented than our Max Leadership friends at Corp. And you know, we got, you know, we are part of the all this, you know, the new certification way of, you know, all, right. with all these quiz exams, everything.
Yes. Yeah.
That's something
yeah.
we implemented first, because in France, training, corporate training is much more regulated.
Okay, so they yes. request you to need be, to have those steps.
Exactly. You cannot just say, I'm going to give you a certification because you are here in the platform for a few months and you know you right. attended these calls and everything. You need to be very specific about why you what are the requirements, the prerequisites, and how this person validated that that certification and that degree, kind of degree, right? Yeah. So those are things that we learned, we documented, we got certified in France to do these kind of things, and then we brought back to the corporation to help also drive
yeah,
that.
And that's good. And with our new platform, we're having exactly. that now, the quizzes and stuff, it's more structured, which I think gives a little bit more credibility to the program as well, right?
Exactly.
No, that's yeah. really good. I appreciate that. So transitioning from Corp, how long have you been, like when did you transition out of corporate then?
So I got certified with John in 20, yeah, I started in 15, then certified yeah. in 16. Yeah. Yeah. And I left my job at Oracle in February 2018. That was
Wow. Yeah. So you've been self-employed, for lack of a better term, since 2018. So yeah, what's one of the biggest hurdles you had to overcome to make this jump to the entrepreneurial journey? And it could be, I'm guessing it's probably something to do with mindset, right? But what's one of your biggest hurdles that you've overcome, and what did you learn about yourself through this process?
Yeah. So I would say that it's funny because the jump was pretty, I mean, it wasn't difficult for me to do the jump, right? To just get out of the corporate world. I think that somehow, I mean, it was a process, and the process started in 2008, when my dad passed away. And basically I, 1 year later, you know, there was an event to honor, you know, the memory of my father, because he was the founder of the PTA movement in Spain, you know, very, very long, you know, long time ago. And yeah. he helped a lot of parents and teachers and kids, you know, grow, and, you know, they put a huge infrastructure in place. And at that event, I got to understand, you know, the impact that my father had in thousands of today adults, at that time kids, wow. right? So there was someone that came at that event, you know, like with tears in their eyes, saying, you know, your father opened with my father the first IT, you know, a computer room, classroom in yes. my school.
Wow.
And today I'm a software developer.
What
and
a
I
legacy.
Can see my family because they did that, right? And I was like, wow.
That's amazing.
You know? So
what a legacy.
This thing, you know, that was like one of those, you know, seeds that you have mm-hmm. inside is planted, and then, you know, it grew. And over time, you know, there was a moment where, you know, my career plan at Microsoft was like, okay, you know, I was director and then senior director, and then next thing was general manager, and he was, you know, vice president. And it's the plan is all laid out, right? So
right.
you can
yeah.
just grow in those corporate layers as you want, right? And if you cannot in that company, then, you know, you, at the time you could move to like Amazon or Google or, you know, all those companies that were growing. And, you know, you could see, you know, if you go to LinkedIn and you see all these people that were working in the, because I was in the cloud space, that was like the trendy thing at the time, right?
Right, yes.
So all these cloud experts were moving from Microsoft to Oracle to Amazon to Google. So I could have done this. But there was something inside me that, you know, when I started getting in touch with John, basically, and John Work, and he, you know, he started talking about, you know, success and significance.
Yes.
And, you know, and then realizing that more and more my, not only internally, my coworkers or, you know, maybe some leaders, some people working for me, but also some clients and some partners were coming to me for, let's say, advice, right? It was like, after we had like a, you know, working meeting, they were like, can we go for a coffee? I was like, so sure. You know, it's like, what happens? You know, how can I help?
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, things like, okay, this is happening with my team, so this is happening with my boss, or this is happening then with my family. And then we would have kind of, you know, it was not coaching conversations because I didn't even know what was coaching at the time.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But you were coaching.
But I was trying to help.
Yes.
It wasn't coaching because I was not very effective, because they were, you know, we were coming with solutions that were my solutions. I was giving them advice. And then like when I was seeing them again, next time I was like, I didn't implement it. I was like, why is that? So then I learned that there was a better way to do it. That was coaching, right? So that's why, you know, when I got certified with John and, you know, learned, you know, their coaching. And so that was part of the transition, right? So I would say that from a mindset perspective, I didn't have to work very hard to do like a cut and change. It was progressive. It was over time, and it was more like something that grew inside to, you know, keep helping people and leaders, right? And managers with their team, but not anymore with technical solutions like IT or telecommunications, but rather with, you know, people solutions.
People
that's,
solutions.
That's what really good. Took me to realize that that's where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And then that's probably the main shift that had to happen in my mind.
That's so cool, because I think a lot of people, again, just going back a little bit, could end up, you know, hey, I have a great corporate career. I'm making good money. My paycheck's in the bank every 2 weeks, benefits and perks and profit sharing and stock options and all of that stuff.
You have a lot of vacation.
Yeah, a lot of vacation. But if you have that burning desire within you to do something more, then it takes that step of courage to step out and actually make the change. So congratulations on that. I have two more questions for you.
Sure.
So the first one, very short question. Do you have any regrets?
Any regrets? You mean any in regrets? My life?
Any regrets for your, you know, for your corporate or your entrepreneurial journey to date? Are there any regrets?
No.
No.
I have learned. I have things that I would have done differently, but I don't have regrets, right? I mean, I have learned that everything that happens in your life happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. So things that are good is, you know, it's good things, perfect. Things that are considered bad are things that you can learn from. Even good things, you should be analyzing and understanding what went well, right? You know, how did you make this happen, right? Because otherwise you can be lucky from time to time and just think that you know how to do something. And in fact, you don't. You really need to, you know, to, again, document things and be able to understand, you know, what the process was. So I wouldn't say regrets, but it's true that, you know, I think that my growth as an entrepreneur was slower than it could have been, right? Okay. I could have been more, you know, I think that looking for a team and the right expertise around me and being, I would say, being, I don't know if it's serious, but being more, you know, it's not cautious, it's not serious, but who you choose as, you know, people that are going to help you. I mean, okay. I had a couple of really, you know, not very good experiences, for example, like when with marketing partners, right? Okay. Marketing agencies, these things. And what I've realized, you know, is that it's very easy to just, you know, hire someone and that you can trust. I'm someone that I'm very trusty. Can we say that in English? Yeah. I trust very easily people, right?
Yeah.
They can, if there is a good vibe and everything, I'm going to trust a person. I'm going to go and, you know, pay what I have to pay and, you know, hoping that the work is going to be done. And then it's like when things come back and they are not done the way that, you know, you expected or the results are not there and everything, you also expect people to take responsibility on that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's not always happens, right?
No, yeah, for sure.
But again, it's like when I have a look at those situations, I was not really doing my job because I was not delegating things. I was, abdicating things. I don't know if you can you use that word?
Abdicate? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Abdicate, yeah.
Absolutely. Basically, it's like I just dump the thing and it's like, do whatever you want. I mean, I trust you, right?
Right.
And that's not a good thing. I mean, even with a service provider, you know, someone that is giving you a service, you need to be, you know, putting metrics in place, you know, managing things and being sure that, you know, things are delivered because, you know, they are people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
And you can sign a contract with the manager of the company, but there is someone in his team delivering that. And, you know, sometimes those companies are not very well organized as well. So maybe internally they are not measuring. They don't have the processes. They may have some geniuses that they do like Facebook ads very well or whatever, but they are not good in like communicating, you know, amongst them. So
funny. I just had that experience because Chris and I contracted with this one company to help us with some marketing. And part of it is them developing a little bit of a website for us. And I was asking questions of my point of contact with that person in the chat on their online platform. And I wasn't getting a response. 2 days went by. So I went to somebody else and the guy who sold us the program. And he said, I'm sorry, I'll get somebody on it right away. He responded right away. 3 days went by, no response. So I found the CEO on LinkedIn and I sent him a message. I said, I just want you to be aware of what's happening in your company and the experience I'm having. And he was quick to respond, which was great, and got things rolling and everything was done within a few days then after that, which is fantastic. But here's the interesting thing. I went back and I said, hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up. The team really stepped up. They've taken great care of me. They've answered all of my questions. They've got the website launched. Everything's working great. So I just want to say kudos to you. Great job. Thank you very much. That was like 3 days ago. I haven't heard anything from them.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, it's working now.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. So I've won.
You took action, right? And that's, you know, and we're on top of that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's one of the things that I didn't do very well at some point of time, you know, and I learned from that, you know, that you really need to manage your vendors and, you know, you can
the expectations.
Delegate when you hire someone, you're buying yourself time, basically, right? That's
exactly.
What you are doing.
Exactly. I made that decision a couple of years ago. I need a bookkeeper and I need a virtual assistant to do some of the stuff for me. Not that I'm not making millions of dollars in my business, but those two things consume so much of my time that I wasn't able to focus on the things I needed to focus on. So those things freed me up. And thankfully I have two fantastic companies working, doing my books. And one, my niece is actually my virtual assistant. She takes great care of me doing everything I need done. Perfect. Anyway, so one last question. What one piece of advice would you give to maybe a new entrepreneur that's just starting out on their journey? What advice would you give them that could maybe help them? You know, I don't think we can leap any steps we need to take as entrepreneurs. We all need to go through the journey and the process, but what piece of advice would you give them?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was Thursday morning, I was working with my members in the mentorship program, the Maxwell mentorship program, and we are going into the mindset lane. We are going for a few weeks now. We've been working with Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill.
It's a good book.
Fantastic book.
Yeah.
And we were doing, you know, we were studying the chapter of decision. And I think, you know, seeing how the decision went, I think that's the main thing that, you know, anyone needs to do at some point of time is to relearn how to decide.
Yes.
Right. Really and take good. The decision that you are really going into that direction. Because as far as you stay like, you know, between two things and you're like, maybe I go, but, you know, I stay here. And it's like, you know, you need to be clear what is the path. Right. And if you are thinking about, you know, leaving the corporate world and moving to the, you know, to a full entrepreneur thing, that's great, but you need to have a plan and execute on that plan. And it can be something that takes like, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, maybe. You never want to just move. You want to have both, but you need to be clear in the mind, in your mind. You need to decide, because being clear in your mind, you know, is going to allow you to take much better, you know, decisions, prioritize things, and make things really, really effective for you, for your business, but also for your family. You know, all the areas, in fact, in your life are going to benefit from you being decisive. You know, Napoleon Hill says that, you know, he did this extensive research before writing the book, like more than 25,000 people. And he said, you know, the ones that were successful, like the big names of that time, their single common characteristic was that they were taking decisions fast and changing them very rarely. And from the other like 25,000 that they didn't succeed, like the number one reason that was coming more than 80% of the time in a list of 30 reasons for, you know, for failure was indecision. Was making too much time to take a decision, just leaving things for, okay, now I need to think about it. I need, you know, I'll see that tomorrow. And then it's, and you know, it takes too long. So taking a long time, then changing the decisions. Very often, right?
Well, I show
the universe loves speed. That's clearly
absolutely
opportunity needs.
Absolutely. I love that. And I do a lot with the DISC model of human behavior, and I use one of the videos that was that Paul Martinelli did when he was the president of the John Maxwell team, when he did that, I'm making a decision, you know, that to get in shape, I'm making the decision to get in shape, right? That video, have you seen it? And at the end, he goes, well, he uses the quote, right? Making a decision is step zero, really. Yeah. It's step zero. Taking action is step one. And I always encourage people, you know, at the end of the DISC workshop, now you've learned a little bit about personality styles and behaviors. You learned a little bit about why you act and react the way you do and why others act and react the way they do. Now you can put this into practice. You can make a decision to put this into practice, which is step zero, or you can actually take action at putting this into practice in your workplace, in your family, for better relationships. And that's really step one, is taking the action part. So, you know, congratulations for you for taking action, right? Because, you know, I always look at my life and go, man, if I had made that decision differently, where could I have been now? But I also look back going, man, if I hadn't made that decision, where would I be now?
Exactly.
And you know, if you hadn't made that decision, we probably wouldn't be talking today because of our relationship through Maxwell, right? So, my friend, thank you again so much for taking some time on your Saturday afternoon there to spend with me and for our listeners. And I really sincerely appreciate you. So thank you so much.
Thanks, my friend. It was really great speaking with you. And you know, just I hope that your audience got something from this, and clearly, you know,
I promise you they will. This was gold. This was
good. So go and take action. You know, these bars, I love your bars acronym. I love it. I will promote it in my engagement.
I appreciate it.
And clearly, guys, you know, go and go for action, because as you said, right? I mean, an action that is not taken is also an action. You know, when you decide not to take action, you are also deciding.
Yes.
But any action, whether it's, you know, let's say positive or negative, is bringing you closer to your goal than not taking an action. Not taking an action is just taking you away farther from your goal. So just go ahead. Just go ahead and decide and start acting. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks. So good. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Again, if you found some value in this, please share it with friends, family, member, coworkers, and connect with us on social media. And you can also find Ezekiel on LinkedIn and social media. And if you happen to be listening in and you are of the French background and you have more questions about Maxwell Leadership Francophone or the Grant Cardone 10X program in French, then reach out to Ezekiel on social media or through me, and I will connect you with him. Have an amazing day, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Take care.
Ciao.
Thank you for tuning in to the Raise Your Bars podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please consider sharing it with your family, friends, and coworkers. We would sincerely appreciate it.